Good morning. Good morning, dear Future Husband Radio. This is your girl, Sada. It's been a while since I've talked to you all, but a lot has been going on in my personal life. So, you know, it's always business before pleasure. But it's good to be back online here to get feedback from you all and to also give my input on different issues or whatever the case. But this morning, we're going to be talking about friendships and the significance that a friend has in a person's life. The reasoning for a friendship and what you can do to be a better friend for someone. Whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you're dating or whatever the case, everyone needs a friend. I don't care. People try to say that they don't need anyone. They like being by themselves. That is not true. We were meant to connect with people. You know, if you're not connecting with people, if you're not interacting with people, you're going to stay the same. But the problem is, the thing about it is you're not going to grow. You're not going to grow mentally. You're not going to comprehend, you know, other people's reasoning, or you're just going to always see things your way, no one else's way but yours, because you're always alone. You're a loner. The thing about it is this: we have to be mindful who we communicate with. We have to be mindful who we build friendships with. Some people are genuinely good people. You know, some people are good people who really want to be a motivation to you, who want to help you strive to be a better person, who wants to motivate you, who wants to be an example for you to follow. You know, some people really want to help you. Some people really want to be an encourager in your life and to just, you know, but then you have people that are in your lives for the wrong reason. Some people want to be in your life so they can drain you. Some people are so needy in a friendship that they rely only on you for advice, for, you know, encouragement, for anything of that sort. And when it's supposed to be a 50-50 thing. Me personally, I do have an issue with building friendships with people because I do have trust issues. I don't trust a lot of people. And that's because of the things that I've been through in my past and past friendships and relationships. I have a hard time trusting people, and I do have attachment issues. I'm not clingy at all. That's me. But the thing about me is that when I do, I go a lot off of vibes. I vibe with people, and when their vibe is right, it's like it's a magnet, you know. And once I feel that negative vibe, I fall back because I don't want to be a part of something and my spirit is not connected with it. You know, I don't want to be a part of something and I'm not into it and it's only one-sided, you know. One thing I think that keeps me away from building with people probably as much as I could is because people, I mean, and I know this is a podcast about friendships right now, but people will disappoint you. You know, people will disappoint you. And I don't want to be disappointed. I know I won't disappoint myself. I know that I will, you know, make myself happy. But it's like when you're depending on people to, you know, and you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't, you're not supposed to depend on people. But what I'm saying is this. I don't like broken promises. I don't like to feel like it's one-sided. You're not giving me any of you. I'm only giving you all of me. As far as a listening ear, as far as being available, as far as, you know, I don't want to feel that way, you know. And when I start feeling that way, I push back. Then on the other hand, you have some friendships where they aren't giving you any of them as far as who they are. They want to know all about you. And I push away from that type of friendship too, because I'm not looking for a journal. You know, I'm not looking for a journal. I'm not looking for somebody to just pour in and they're not giving me any feedback back about themselves. You know, I'm looking to network, communicate, that type of thing. I don't want to just be sitting here, whatever the case, just giving somebody all of my information, all of my my thoughts and my feelings and my past and my present, and they're not giving me really much of anything about them. And, you know, I've had friendships like that too recently, and I kind of just faded away because I want more for myself than that. You know, I'm a lot, okay, I'm getting, let me say this right here. I think a male and a female can just be friends. I think it's possible without romantic feelings being involved. But it has to be guidelines. It has to be, you know, respect on both ends. It has to be willingness on both ends. And it has to be a lot of communication. You know, and that's with anybody, not just male and female, but really with anybody. You have to communicate. You can't have a friendship or a relationship without communication and understanding. And that's where we go wrong. A lot of people feel as if, you know, what you're doing, how you feeling, that's not building a, that's not building. I want to get deep. I want to get to the core. Like, I want to get down and dirty deep down. And, you know, I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to know your thoughts and your feelings and your passions and your dreams and your drives. And, you know, what is it that you want to do with your life? Like, that's the type of friendship that I want. And I want people that's going to genuinely listen to me. And, you know, listen to me. Not just me listening to them all the time. Not just me taking on all their problems and me just listening. And me just, you know, encouraging them. At the same token, when it's my time to say my piece or how I feel about what's going on in my life, I get a deaf ear. I don't want that. I don't want somebody who's always gossiping or gossipy, you know, about the littlest things that's not, you know, I guess satisfactory to them. I don't want to deal with people like that, because at the end of the day, I don't want to sit around and gossip about people, especially about things that people can't help. Or things about people that, you know, that's out of their, you know, their, that they can't help. I mean, you know, so it's just, I don't know. I have a really hard time with friendships. But we need people. And I'm trying to get better at this because we need to grow with people that can help us, like I said. I'm not talking about help us financially. I'm talking about help us mentally. Who can help me? Our brains are sponges. We pick up on everything. Our brain soaks up everything. So if we're around nothing but negative people, we're going to have a negative mind. If we're around positive people, we're going to have a positive mind. I want to be around people that can motivate me, who can show me how to do something that I don't know how to do. I don't need to be the smartest person in my circle. Really and truly, I heard somebody the other day on the radio say this, and it made so much sense. He said that you need to be the dumbest person in your circle. And that's the truth. You need to be the dumbest person in your circle. Everybody that's around you needs to be able to teach you something that you don't know. If you're the smartest person, you're not elevating. That made so much sense to me. And it's not that you're looking down on people, but you need to be around people that you can learn from, whether it's a trade, whether it's just general knowledge, whether it's about traveling, whether it's somebody you can travel the world with. You need to be around people that's on the move and that's not doing the same thing that you're doing, because y'all can't help each other. I can't help you and they can't help me. You understand? So I'm just really, really thankful that I'm able to grasp that and I understand that, because I want to be a better person all around, for, you know, my future husband, for my children, for myself. I want to be better, and I want to be around women that are married, women who are they're successful in their homes and with their children, who are raising children, that are, you know, doing something. I want to be around these type of people. This is what I need. This is what I need. This is what you need. We need to be around people that can help motivate us. You know, women, we don't need to be around men. Women, we don't need to be around other women that are cheating on their husbands and that are, you know, talking negative about men and this and that. Like, we need to be around women who are going to motivate us to be loving and encouraging and submissive to our men. We need to be around women who are not are harder than a man is. We need to be around soft, feminine women. You know, men, you all need to be around other men. You know, I can't tell a man what to do or how to be, but I just think a man should be around other men who are doing positive things or who are doing things that you feel like could help you, you know, in the field that you're working in or in the field that, you know, be around people that are successful. Successful people. That's what I want. That's what I want to be around. But I just feel so strongly about this friendship thing now and who I give my energy to. Like, I'm not doing the pop-ins and pop-outs anymore. I'm not doing that. If I block a person, whether it's on social media, whether it's in my phone contact, if I block a person, they're done. Like, I'm done. 2019, you know, and on fourth, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing the go back thing. I'm done. Once I'm done and that's it. And we have to keep in mind that we have to do this. It's nothing personal toward that person, but your life is your life. Your life is your life. Some of us are bonded with people just because of gossip, just because of negativity, just because, you know, I can call this person or I can be around this person and we can put this person down. Like, some people are really friends based on negative stuff. Like, and that's sad. And I can admit that I have been that way. You know, I'm not doing it anymore. That's not who I am now. I've grown. I'm steadily growing. I know I'm going to continue to grow. And I'm going to be successful. And I need to be around like-minded people. You know, we have to be mindful about our friendships. These friendships are really molding who we are and how we think. Believe it or not, you know, you are who you will hang around. You are who you are around. So be mindful. Be mindful who you give your energy to. Because at the end of the day, if you're giving your energy to people that can't, that you know, that are negative minded, negative spirited, because some people have negative, narcissistic, sadistic, I hope I'm saying that right, energy, and okay, you're picking up on those vibes, you know? So we gotta really be mindful who we allow our children to be friends with. Because they are, just like children are influenced, grown folks are influenced. Everybody is influenced by somebody or something. You know, whether it's the media, whether it's social media, whether it's the news, whether it's the books, whether it's children. It don't matter. Whoever. You will all been influenced by something. So make sure what you're being influenced by is worth it. Make sure you're becoming a better person by, you know, what you're being influenced by. Because that's very important. But I wanted to just touch bases with you all. It's been a while. I wish everybody love, peace, and happiness. I'm just very motivated right now to just do better in my life in certain areas, and just, you know, I feel a high almost that it's gonna happen, that it's happening now, and I can see it. And I have so many big plans for Dear Future Husband Radio and podcasts, and I'm just really, really excited. So I hope that you all are doing well, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you.